Mr. Stack?
So this brings us to the last item in this trio of items that are all related. So we put this on the agenda because of the previous two items. So this is a request for the commission to consider whether to set aside from Shellfish Leasing approximately 41 acres of Sebaquis bottomland related to the protection of potential archaeological artifacts adjacent to highland property that is known as the Werowocomoco site. It is currently owned by the National Park Service. It's located adjacent to Purton Bay and Purton Creek, Lee Creek, all tributaries to the York River, and it is in Gloucester County. It's a familiar map. Again, the property is located here in Gloucester County on the north side of the York River, adjacent to Purton Bay. Closer view, the Werowocomoco property is wrapped around by Lee Creek and Bland Creek. Again, a property map showing the properties of the Werowocomoco site. A closer view showing the actual properties that make up what the National Park Service now owns and the home site that the Ripley's currently have a life right to. Again, the Werowocomoco website discussed in the previous cases. It is part of the record. It does explain the potential use of this site as a National Park Service park. There was no public interest review for this. The public interest review for this was basically the two applications that preceded it, which brought to light the issues. We were not aware when we accepted the Wayman application of the what was going on behind the scenes with the Werowocomoco site. We did learn that pretty quickly after it was applied for from the Ripley's. They were very excited about having found artifacts, and I think we're working with a number of parties related to that, and the end result is that the National Park Service ended up with this property. There are existing leases that do exist fairly close to the shore, closer than I think the National Park Service would prefer, but they have been there for many years, and they are contracts from the state to the leaseholder. They are renewable, and the Park Service and the Department of Historic Resources fully understood that the commission has no authority to take those leases back or designate them in any other manner, as long as they continue to pay their rent and meet the current laws of the state of Virginia to retain ownership of those leases. We do have the authority to lease or not lease areas that aren't currently leased. Based on the request of the Park Service and the Department of Historic Resources and the deposition now of the Wayman and the Ripley applications, this area is still vacant. This is a depiction of an area that I drew to get an acreage to give you an idea of approximately the amount of area here that we're talking about. I originally did the blue line, which is approximately 41 acres, as close as I could get it to the shoreline. In looking at it further, I realized that that line gets pretty close to those piers down in the very southern tip and is considerably more than halfway across the mouth of that creek. And I've had some conversations with the Park Service. I think everyone is agreeable that moving that line to the lighter colored line and striking it to that lease corner, which would only reduce the acreage by an acre, and that's the revised recommendation of staff, that the commission consider setting this area aside and not to be leased. We would prefer that the motion clearly state some rationale of why this is being done related to the Werowocomoco site and its historic and archaeological significance as the rationale. If you approve this, we will put this on our map, and it will be designated with whatever your motion is, basically, as an area not to be leased. We won't write out the whole motion on the map, but clearly we think that just designated as an area not to be leased without any specificity would be unpreferred. We prefer that motion clearly stated why this was being done. Like the previous case is, you had the option on the other creek of setting that area aside for a different purpose. And it goes without saying that commission actions are reversible. Commission can always change its mind. This is not making this Baylor ground or anything protected by the Constitution. This is a commission action. And the commission could, at some point in the future, change any area that they've designated for any purpose not to be leased, whether it's for a sanctuary or, in this instance, for the, because of historical significance. But if you do designate this area then as not to be leased, we will not accept any applications in it until any time that the commission changes its mind. So that here's our recommendation, is to designate this area as not to be leased based on the historical significance of the Werewolcamacco site containing approximately 40 acres.
Questions from the commission? Thank you, Mr. Stagg. This is a public hearing. Is there anybody in the audience who wishes to be heard on this matter one way or another? Public hearing is closed. The matter is before the commission for discussion and action. Mr. Zedrin.
I move we accept staff recommendation to set aside from shellfish leasing approximately 40 acres of sub-aquitaine's bottomlands for the protection of potential archaeological resources and its historical nature, and is this property located adjacent to the Highland property known as the Werewolcamacco, which is currently owned by the National Park Service in Purton Bay and Purton Creek, tributaries to the York River in Gloucester County.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Zedrin and a second by Mr. Miner. Is there a discussion? Call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? The chair very gladly votes aye as well. The motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Commission. Thank you, Mr. Stagg. Thank you, everyone in the audience.